Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. This week on the HR Power Hour, we're going to be talking with Chris Arsenault. He is the HR Manager for Domestic Manufacturing at New Balance, and he's going to be talking about an engaged workforce, keys to creating a best places to work organization, including how to deal with the generational differences and bridging the gap. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great today, David. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for being on the show today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know, New Balance is obviously a great organization, a global organization. You're based here in Maine. Tell me some of the challenges you might see or might face in finding maybe great talent here in the state of Maine.
Well, you know, fortunately, because we are a global organization and we're a brand that people recognize, you know, we oftentimes don't have many problems finding good talent, but I would say that one of the challenges that we do have is that, surprisingly enough, people even in the state of Maine don't realize that we're still making shoes here in the United States. And so when people do realize that, particularly when we're recruiting for manufacturing jobs, you know, they have in their mind what they think a manufacturing, working in manufacturing might look like, you know, based on maybe stories that they've told or their grandparents used to work in a shoe manufacturing facility. So some of the challenges that we face are just trying to overcome those previous misconceptions of what working in a manufacturing facility is like. And so, and that kind of fits into the topic we're going to talk about a little bit about today in regards to employment branding. So.
No, you're absolutely right. And that is true. I mean, you're one of the few manufacturers that still have manufacturing facilities here in the U.S. regarding shoes, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, New Balance is the only major athletic footwear company making shoes here in the United States. Our competitors don't make any product here in the U.S.
Well, that's a huge tribute to your organization and your organization for doing that. Are you finding, from a standpoint of talent, and as you said, we're going to talk about engagement, when you're finding a standpoint of talent, are you finding that people are coming with the set of skills necessary, the changing having to do with technology today and all the changes, especially even in manufacturing environment, are they coming from the schools, are they coming from the general population with the actual skill sets needed to handle these new tech machines and computers?
For us, in our world of shoe manufacturing, we definitely have new equipment and technology, but we still have a sense of craftsmanship. So some of the equipment that we're using is very similar to what we were using 20 years ago. And so with the new types of equipment that we're using, we haven't really run into an issue from a technology standpoint, because some of the equipment is really touch screen and, you know, computer based, and, you know, those basic skills have been transferable for us. And I think more so what we find a challenge with individuals is coming from an environment into an environment where it's collaborative, teamwork, you know, learning a variety of different jobs, and being able to give and receive feedback sometimes is challenging for people. Especially in technology today, where so much conversation happens in texting. You know, there just isn't, you know, young folks coming out of school today, oftentimes that's their preferred choice of communication is texting as opposed to having real conversations. And so sometimes that can be a challenge.
No, I know. And when we certainly are talking about an engaged workforce, some of the challenges that are out there is the generational differences. Being able to have supervisors who may be in their 40s or 50s, you know, really being able to engage and speak to individuals coming out of school, maybe 18, 22, 24 years old. and maybe even senior management that are in their late 50s and really having that dynamic. So talk to me a little bit about some of the things that you're doing in your organization to deal with this challenge, and maybe if you can provide an example of something you're doing, and then certainly we can go through the steps you're taking from that point on.
Yeah, well, it's really just trying to allow individuals the opportunity to understand the generational differences. You know, that's really where it all starts, is you got to have a foundation to know where the differences are coming from. And then it's about just trying to, you know, bridge, make awareness and then bridge the gaps. And so certainly on our side, you know, right in from day one, spending the time with individuals to, you know, every organization has their own culture. And so, you know, my examples, I guess, and my advice would be in your communication, in your orientations, in your onboarding, in your trainings, you know, really try to embed what the expectations are from the organization, the culture, and again, this kind of gets into engagement as well, is what is the rallying cry, what's the organizational mission that everyone can align to? And I think that in and of itself provides that guiding light, that track that everyone can be focused towards.
Yeah, you talk about this being top-down. It is critical that the organization starts at the top and aligns its mission statement and its values and its core beliefs, correct? So that everybody's on the same page.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And so, you know, I've seen organizations that have a mission statement, but it's not top down, and it's not really connected. And so when it's disconnected, or when you don't have good mechanisms in place by which communication takes place from the top down, and you know, things are disconnected as far as evaluations and recognition systems and those types of things, then it's not fluid and it doesn't all tie together.
You know, a lot of times, and we've certainly had many individuals come on the show and talk about engagement, and a lot of them talk about, you know, making sure that employees are happy and that they're having a good time and make sure that, you know, this helps engage them. But it's not all about that, is it? It's really more to engagement than just making sure that people are happy.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, there's a vast difference between those two. You know, certainly you want everyone to be happy and come in and enjoy what they're doing, but engagement really is different than that. And, you know, engagement is really about, as I said, you know, what's that mission? What's the goal of the organization, and how do you align individuals to that? And so there's differences that really comes down to that emotional attachment to the job that individuals have and to the organization. And so, you know, you can have someone that comes into work and is happy about what coming to work and having fun, but if they're not really engaged and driving the business to the goals and objectives of and how their role ties to that, then they're really not truly engaged.
Well, just coming in and having fun, look, you know, you can go into work, have fun, because you're not doing anything. It's not necessarily the, you know, it's not necessarily, woo, it's a great job. I don't have to do a darn thing all day. It's fabulous. I get paid well, and yes, I'm very happy.
So, yeah, the key is to drive engagement and have fun at the same time.
That is the key.
Yeah.
That is exactly the key. So tell me a little bit about some of the things you've put in place, your organization has put in place, to provide the proper communication, to involve everybody in terms of making sure they understand what their paths would be and develop them. I mean, kind of take me through a little bit of that.
Yeah, sure. Well, if I might just talk just a little bit more about engagement and the
sure.
importance of engagement and the difference between engagement and having fun. And from a business standpoint, you know, the real importance around driving engagement really comes down to, it's going to make your company more profitable, and your retention rates are going to be higher, and you're going to see those positive impacts in the business. So, you know, companies that might not put as much emphasis on trying to get their associates engaged, I think oftentimes don't do it because it's hard work. You know, it takes time. And the things that I'm going to talk about, you have to consciously make an effort to do these types of things, knowing that in the end, it is going to help make your your associates more engaged, which is going to drive, you know, your higher productivity levels, higher quality rates, lower retention rates. And so there's really a business need from a pure profit standpoint to really engage your associates. And so, you know, as I've talked about already, you know, I think one of the key things that, you know, any company trying to really drive engagement needs to do is to really think about what is, you know, if they don't have a mission and they don't have a goal, which I'm sure most of them do, but if that's not being connected all the way down through the organization, it doesn't matter if you're a manufacturing facility, a retail organization, a restaurant, business, retail, that connection has to be made. Everyone needs to know what is the mission, what's the goal, what are we driving towards, and how does my role connect to that objective? And so there's all kinds of ways you can do that. You know, some ways that we do that are just ongoing monthly communication from our CEO to our entire organization, all the way down to the manufacturing floor, to our retail organization. And so, you know, so that's just one means of hearing it, again, from top down, aligned to the goals of the organization.
Now, when you're talking about the CEO providing communication directly to the line, are you mostly talking in terms of written communication? Is there audio or visual communication? Because as you've spoken and we kind of talk about, you know, people view the written word one way, and they might view a video another way. To really make that connection, we've heard a lot that it's really good to actually hear directly from the individual, not just in the written form. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, ours is a video message. So for all of our associates that have, you know, we're fortunate that we've got an intranet, and so that gets downloaded. People can watch that at their leisure. It comes out, notification that the new CEO message has come out. Can go on, watch that video message. You know, it talks about details of the previous month, how that ties into our mission and our objectives. And then in the manufacturing environment, we've actually fit those videos right to the floor and have those messages played on a monthly basis. And then at the local level, again, our managers can talk to what our manufacturing associates are doing and how that ties to the overall mission.
No, I think that's great. I think that's not something you hear a lot about, that actually a CEO will take the time once a month. You might hear it in a half a year or some sort of, you know, special event. They come out and talk. But I think it's really empowering to hear from the head of the organization every month. I mean, that's keeping somebody updated. That's keeping them understanding and how the business, you know, is running and what's going on. And people right. do have better buy-in that
right.
way.
Yeah, and not only do we hear from the CEO every month, but also at top levels of the organization, in all of our EVPs across the organization. They also, you know, we've got a series of video messages that they play to the organization in regards to updates to their business and how they're driving to how their organization, you know, whether it be sales, marketing, what they're doing and how they're driving to our goals and objectives. So it's really about, again, communication, driving that from the top down, creating visibility and getting everybody on the same page. And the more that you can do that, the more connected people are going to feel to the organization and the goals.
No, you're absolutely correct. The plus side is that once you have an engaged workforce, you certainly have, as you said, higher retention rate, improved productivity. But it takes more than that. It takes people to see a future. And talk about, you know, how you engage the individuals, especially in the HR side, to succession planning, involvement, making sure that they understand that they can have a future, even if they're up in the middle of a manufacturing facility in northern Maine. Because,
yeah.
you know, there is this perception sometimes when you're in a rural area that you're on an island. And, you know, you're not that engaged with corporate office, which is somewhere else. So, you know, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So, much like, you know, I've talked about the challenge of sometimes recruiting when people have in their mind about working in a manufacturing facility and what that looks like, you know, all too often people think that working in a manufacturing role, and it's just that's going to be my career for the next 20 years. And that's certainly not what we promote and not the environment. And so, you know, what we've done is really we've taken succession planning, you know, down all the way down to the shop floor. And, you know, we've along the way we've created positions and opportunities for individuals to aspire to. And so creating an environment where, you know, even if you're making shoes in the manufacturing line, you know, what having a conversation, having their manager have a conversation with them about, okay, so what's your goals and aspirations? You know, do you want to be a team leader? Do you want to be a supervisor? Do you want to work in our quality organization? And then it's about, so it's engaging them in regards to where they want to grow, where they want to develop, what's their interest. And then it's creating a plan around, okay, what do we need to do to help get you there? And so we've been able to create internally an organization that's helped coach and provide those conversations and that type of training to help individuals who have aspirations that want to grow. And again, it's an investment in your own organization that keeps people engaged and keeps people employed and helps with the longevity of the organization.
What do you think an organization who may be out there that's thinking about either improving their engagement or talking about succession planning or really, you know, thinking about putting these type of messages or communication tools in place, could you provide them for some thoughts as to how to start? I mean, one of the things that sometimes you hear is, how do you start? You know, you've been doing something for a while. How do you get people involved, get them engaged? You know, people are technically sometimes skeptical at the beginning. That's a very common thing. How do you get them engaged and make them really believe?
Well, again, I think, first of all, it's got to come from the top down. And so you've got to have leadership, all levels of leadership within your organization kind of on board with the direction that you're trying to go. And then, you know, I think that's probably one of the most important keys. Then beyond that, you know, I know organizations struggle, you know, from financially with, you know, because you've got to have resources to be able to try to pull all this off. And so certainly, you know, we haven't added all, you know, lots of headcount to be able to do this. So it's really about trying to be creative with who are your in-house experts that could be a mentor for an individual to help them grow in a particular area of the business. And so not only does that mentor then become, you know, a resource for this other individual, but that's a growth opportunity for them in and of itself. And so, you know, before you know it, you've got lots of people who are helping other individuals who have aspirations, but then through that process themselves, they're actually, you know, they're improving their own facilitation skills, they're improving their, you know, other skills, and they're getting benefits out of that process that they weren't necessarily thinking that they would get. And so it kind of helps, it perpetuates itself as you kind of create those connections.
Sure. When you're talking to employees, some have been around a long time, what is it you hear from employees that they say keeps them at New Balance?
It's really about the brand and the fact that there's a huge sense of pride that New Balance is making shoes here in the United States and nobody else is doing it. There's a strong sense just to that and the organization itself, who we are, our investment to our associates, and the brand itself. You know, when we are doing our employment branding, you know, we're going to job fairs, we're going to, you know, different venues, talking to people from the outside and trying to recruit people, we talk about that message. And internally, that's what we hear from our own associates. And so that's a driving force for us, is just our brand and our image and who we are. And, you know, that resonates internally and externally.
No, I think it would, and certainly that's the rallying cry, right? That's what you're all surrounding the fact that you still do it here in the U.S. and that everybody's proud of the fact that they do that, and the fact that you engage the workforce and letting them know they still have a future and knowing why it's important from the top down is an overall discussion that I think is very important, because they can see the message, they can understand it, they can be clear about it, and everybody's aligned on the same page.
Right. You know, another piece around recognition that I haven't talked about, not recognition, but engagement, I'll talk about recognition in a minute, is, you know, engaging individuals. Anytime that you're making any changes within your organization or you're trying to make improvements, you know, I've seen this over and over again when we at New Balance or other organizations, when I talk with leaders from other companies, whenever you have an opportunity to involve your associates with that change, seek out their ideas, seek out their input, actually involve them in layout changes, involve them in, you know, hey, we're trying to improve this process, what are your thoughts? Anytime you have an opportunity to do that, seek that out, because that's going to gain you so much, one, engagement, but also make your associates feel proud about the fact that they have, they're involved in the process. And so whenever you make a change and you don't involve them, it's sometimes quicker, it's easier, but you don't get the same results in the end.
No, you're absolutely correct. I mean, that is a key element, especially when you have so many employees, right? Because it would be so much simpler if you had 10 employees, you make a decision, it is pretty simple to get everybody's buy-in.
Yeah.
But when you have... a lot.
And that's not revolutionary, right?
No,
but
it's not.
It's, you know, I've read it in books, and we've certainly, I've seen both of those situations happen. And, you know, it's certainly in the short term, it's quick, it's easy, but in the long term, obviously you got to weigh that out with whatever change you're trying to make. But
sure.
Whenever you can involve your associates in the long run, that's going to bear more fruit for you. Yeah.
The last section I kind of want to go over is the recognition and reward section, and how you think this helps feed the behaviors and results having to do with engagement and keeping employees excited about working for an organization. And so if you can kind of talk about those areas and what you've done, I think that would be important to round this out.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, trying to create, you know, we've got our communication from the top down. We're trying to engage our associates with communication, involving them in the process. And so the recognition really ties in to, as you said, round this out. And so the recognition, your recognition programs really need to be aligned with those behaviors that you're really, that as an organization, you're trying to influence towards driving the business. And so our recognition programs are really driven around improvements to the process, improvements around quality, reducing throughput time, and so, you know, those types of things. And so if you're, you know, we've specifically seen, you know, with our recognition programs, that as those were tied to the business, that, you know, you started seeing more and more of those types of activities taking place. And, you know, sure, recognition programs, you know, they can be very vast in regards to what the cost is, but they don't have to be. And so, you know, your recognition programs can be really little cost, and in some respects, they don't have to be any cost. It's really just a matter of recognizing individuals when they're doing something that's in the area that's helping to drive your goals and objectives, and taking the time to recognize them for it. And that in and of itself will help drive future behaviors.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about things that aren't revolutionary, and certainly those two things you're talking about isn't. But the problem is not that they're not revolutionary. The fact that they just don't get done. Supervisors don't take the time to necessarily just tell somebody that they've done a good job, that they're you're recognizing them for doing something that is really good. It's almost assumed that, hey, you're working there, you're doing a good job.
Right.
And that is the key, that an organization has taken the time to make it a priority and to really make that happen. That's right. What I see as being one of the key to New Balance is the fact that you guys really do take the time to talk to employees, engage them, get their input, and tell them when they're doing things right, as well as, of course, disciplining them when they do things wrong. But yeah. I mean, that's the key.
Well, and by no means are we, you know, are we perfect? But I think that the important thing is that you embed it in a process. And so, you know, over the course of the last 10, 12 years, you know, we've really been on a lean manufacturing journey and changed many of our processes. And so recognition is one of these, is that at different points within the work day and within the month, you know, we have embedded in different meetings and at different points in time when supervisors are getting together with their associates, part of their process is to talk about recognition. And so you've got to embed that within, you know, if you just kind of leave it open and you've got a great program, but you don't have it embedded in anything, then it can easily fall to the wayside. So, you know, I think that's why many companies have recognition programs and they just don't get utilized, is because it's not tied in with something else that's being done.
So no, you're absolutely right.
You've got to make it part of a process and make it a priority.
Well, Chris, I want to thank you very much for taking the time today to be on the HR Power Hour. Certainly anybody that wants to connect with you will be able to go to the HRPowerHour.com and certainly be able to see your smiling face and picture and bio, as well as the contact information. And, you know, certainly I want to take the time to thank you for taking some time out of your busy day and coming on the show.
Well, great. Well, thank you for the opportunity. I'd love to talk to anybody that had any questions. And like I said, a lot of what I talked about today isn't necessarily revolutionary, but it, you know, it's really about all really just tying it together. And hopefully I've provided some good insight and thoughts for people to think about.
No, you haven't. We want to thank you. You are listening to the HR Power Hour, and we will be right back.